friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 112, verse 1, praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in His commands. Hey, happy Thursday, this March the 10th, 2016. How you doing? Good to see you. Here, let me pull up a chair. Here, let me take your coat. Kick your shoes off and let's chill and fellowship today. So good to spend some time with you. How is your week? I sure hope your week is coming along well. We've had some rain kind of off and on the last few days this week, but the warmer temperatures, I'm loving it. Got the, you know, can open the windows, get some fresh air, and I'm okay with that. I am not complaining. Plus, I don't think anyone would listen anyways, but, you know, it is so good to be back in the seat. I really enjoy our Thursdays together. And wow, I'll tell you what, friend, what an interesting, 5 days it's been, 5, 6, 7 days or so. Lots of news of people passing away. I read yesterday, came out that George Martin, the fifth Beatle, passed away at the age of 90, and Nancy Reagan passed away over the weekend, but some great brothers in the Lord. Jerry Bridges, prolific author, passed away over this past weekend, and Gary Smalley went home to be with the Lord as well. And yeah, just an interesting week for deaths and well-known folks. But I'm so grateful, friend, for God's promise. In Psalm 46, verses 1, 2, and 3, it says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, this is again for the child of God, therefore we will not fear. Though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. That's right, friend. God is our refuge and He's our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, here at Great News Radio, we are praising the Lord because, one, He's worthy of our praise. He's done some marvelous things. He really, really has. And yeah, this is our 20th year on the air here at Great News Radio. 20th birthday, 20th extravaganza celebration. That's what we're going to be celebrating, I guess, throughout the whole year. But there's a special celebration that we want you to be part of. Thursday night, April 7th, Lincoln Square Mall, we're going to have just a big celebration of what He's done, what He's doing, and what we know that God will continue to do. We'll have the singing men of GNN. They're going to be performing and really worshiping and praising Jesus that night. Also, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe going to be putting on a skit as well. And we'll have a special keynote speaker, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, senior pastor of the Moody Church in Chicago. He's going to be our keynote speaker. We have lots of pre-events, but the formal event will begin at 7 p.m. And if you're one of the first 500 families to pre-register, you will get a very special commemorative gift box from Great News Radio. You do need to pre-register for that, though, at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Also, the following day, this is a special Pastors Appreciation Gathering. The next day, Friday, April 8th, special breakfast at the Hilton Garden Inn and Conference Center in Champaign. Dr. Erwin Lutzer will be speaking as well, so you get some scrambled eggs, biscuits and gravy and coffee, and hear Dr. Erwin Lutzer, and a free copy of his book, He Will Be the Preacher, will be our gift to you for attending. Again, this is a special Pastors Appreciation Breakfast, Friday, April 8th at 9 a.m. More details on that also at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, today we're going to change things up just a tad. In fact, today we're going to be playing Songs of Hope. I'll tell you what, it is always good to be reminded of the hope that we have in Christ. You know, 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. You know, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul is saying, do not lose heart. Don't lose heart. Don't lose that hope that you have in Christ. So let's play some Songs of Hope on this edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
When you've said all there is to say, When you've prayed as long as you can pray. When you're broken, battered and bruised, and you don't know what else to do. Hold on to Jesus. Frustrated person at the end of their road. Hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. When the storms of life are crashing wild and waves prevail. Hold on to Jesus.
Of hope today. That's Austin's Bridge and Hold On to Jesus. Isaiah 41:18 says, I will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valleys. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs.
Heaven and earth will fade. and strength for each new day. He will make a way.
Just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him. Forgotten your need. Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never sleeps.
He never sleeps.
Oh no.
He never slumbers.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps, He never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps, He never slumbers.
He never tires,
He never tires
of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him. Cast all of your cares, so rest in His love, and cast all of your cares, so rest in His love, and cast all of your cares on Him.
Right, Don Moen, a great reminder that He never sleeps nor slumbers. We can come to Him, that's God, anytime, anywhere, even in the middle of the night. When those anxious thoughts come in, we can come to Him as we are. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends on this Thursday. And it is literally through God's grace that enables us to do this each and every day. And friends like you who financially contribute to the work here at Great News Radio, if you feel led to do so, you can let us know of your financial supports. Being part of the giving family today, our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550. Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or you can make your gift online. That's how we do it in our house, greatnewsradio.org, and click right there on the right-hand side, the button that says donate. And thank you, thank you, thank you from all of us here at Great News Radio for your continued prayers and gifts of support. Well, coming up tomorrow, woohoo, it's Friday. Yep, Mark and Jason in the studio, going to be fellowshipping with you tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. tomorrow morning at Central Time. Until next time, just remember, as you are out and about today, this weekend, just remember that God has called you to be salt, He's called you to be light, and He's called you to be the hands and feet of Jesus.